We're learning in Megillas Esther. Okay. I think in a few weeks. I think my mother's year site isn't for a few weeks, so unless I'm off. Okay? Okay, good. Awesome. So we discussed last time, although it was in a different room, so I'm just trying to orient myself, was Haman making the accusation to Ahasuerus, convincing Ahasuerus to kill the people, who we know are the Jewish people, but it doesn't actually say the Jewish people, and we talked about that, what it was the Jewish, we talked about, if I'm not mistaken, we finished that whole topic, and then we talked about the money that was transferred, he offers him Aseret Alafim Sikar Kesef, and that the Gemara in Megillah Yud Gimel, which we didn't see inside, but the Gemara Yud Gimel there, so the Gemara Megillah writes, that galoy biyadol lifnei mishe amar v'haya olam she'asid haman lishkol shkalem al Yisrael l'ficha chiktim shkaleihem lishkalav. Because Baruch Hu knew that Haman would offer shkalem to purchase Am Yisrael, therefore our shkalem come first. Well, of course our shkalem come first. What's the symbolism of that? I just didn't point out one last thing. Tosfos there in that Gemara Megillah, so it says, look, the Gemara says that Hashem knew that Haman is trying to buy off the Jews, so our shkalem came first, historically, of course. But symbolically, we do parsha shkalem before Purim. But more importantly, I argue that it's the lesson of the Shkalim, based on our understanding of Rav Yitzchak Twersky said, that it's the lesson of the Shkalim, the Achdus, the Shkalim that come together to form the foundation of the Mishkan, which is the solution to Haman's Shkalim, right? That's how we can defeat Haman, because his accusation was, we're a Mefuzer and Mefurad, and the way we win is by Lech Knosos Kol Yehudim, everybody coming together. Tosfos there just points out that if you do the math, and they are a little bit creative in how they do the math, very creative in how they do the math, that the exact number of shkalim that they collected in the Midbar exactly came out to Aseret Alafim Kikar Kesef, which is exactly equivalent to what Haman offered Ahasuerus. There are different ways to be very creative in your arithmetic to get at that number. It's not terribly relevant how they get there. It's not in 1 year. They get over 40 years, and they have a whole cheshbon. But it comes out exactly the same, which just, I think, sharpens the point that the Torah, the Gemara at least, is trying to compare the two and say that they're very similar. One offsets the other, not in terms of the money per se, but in terms of the lesson that's behind them. Fine. So we are going to start with Pasuk Yud. Vayasar, Ahasuerus is convinced. That's where we're up to. Vayasar HaMelech HaTabatom El Yadov, Eitna LaHaman Ben Amdasa Agagi Torer Yudim. Haman removes his ring. It's at the bottom of the first page here. Haman removes his ring and gives it to Ahasuerus removes his ring, and I didn't even drink it here. Ahasuerus removes his ring and gives it to Haman. One of the challenges of talking about the Megillah on Purim is that it can be Yotzei really early. You make up Haman and Mordechai. He gives him the ring. Doesn't say why, but we sort of know why. This is similar to what we've seen elsewhere, right? The king gives the ring to that person to use to authorize things, and you see that in the end, Haman is... It's Nachtom b'tabaat HaMelech. It's signed with the king's ring. Presumably Haman used it for signing it. Vayomer HaMelech leHaman HaKesef Natun Lach. You do, you keep the money. I don't need your money. Ve'am la'atos bo'kadov v'enecha. Do whatever you want with the people. I don't really care. Before, right? I don't really care. He doesn't even ask who it is. He doesn't even know what you're doing. Le'avdam. We talked about l'shmid la'rog la'abed. At the end, they sit down to drink. No problem. Fine. So, what happens? So, Ve'ikar usto for HaMelech l'chodar harishon v'shloshah asar yombo. The king's messengers come together on Nisan, on the 13th of Nisan. Very clear. 13th of Nisan, right? Chodesh HaRishon is Nisan. Bishlosha Asar Yombo on the 13th. This is important because it's one of the few dates that we get. This is one of the few dates that we get because what happens after that? What happens subsequent to this? The dates aren't as clear. You don't get a date for it. You just get how many days have passed. But since what? Right, we know they're going to fast for 3 days. When did that start? Did that start on Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel Yud Aleph Tesvav? Was it Yud Aleph Tesvav Tezayin? The Mepharshim debate this point. Mm-hmm. Clearly it goes into Pesach, right? Pesach is Tesvav, so it's 3 days later. When exactly did Esther have the suda with Ahasuerus? We'll have to discuss. We'll see those. Fine. But this is on the 13th of Nisan. Vayikasev kechol asher tziva Haman. What's written is, you have people writing, because they're going to send out messengers to the entire 127 nations, provinces, whatever. Kechol asher tziva Haman, el achashtar panei ha-melech, ve'el ha-pachos asher al-medina o-medina. So who are the achashtar panei ha-melech and pachos? These are, we're familiar a little bit from before, these are like the bureaucracy, the governors, the mayors, the whoever, right? Asher al-kol medina o-medina, asher al-medina o-medina. They're in charge. Ve'el sarei am va'am, and to the ministers, the other local officials, Medina, Medina Kechtava, Ve'am Ve'am Kilshano, each one in the right font and in the right language. In 127 nations, they don't all speak the same language, right? B'shem HaMelech HaChashverosh Nechtav, V'nechtam B'tabas HaMelech, written in the name of HaChashverosh. We got HaChashverosh's permission, and that was sent out. Now, that's simple enough. V'nishloach Svarim B'yad HaRatzim, and now these letters were sent out, B'yad HaRatzim, the Ratzim, those who were runners, El Kol Medinot HaMelech, okay? L'hashmid L'harog U'l'abed, be clear. L'hashmid L'harog U'l'abed, to kill, the Jewish people, et kol Yehudim, minar v'ad zaken, taf v'nashim, b'yom echad b'shloshasar l'chodesh 12, hu chodesh Adar, exactly 11 months from today, right, because today there is 13th of Nisan, so the 13th of Adar, ushlalam lavoz, that seems like a bonus, he didn't ask Ahasuerus for that, but after we kill them, we can take all their stuff, we can take the bounty, that seems like... Why in one day? Good question. We'll get to that in a moment. Ushlalam Lavozi sort of adds in, he figures Ahasuerus won't mind. Who cares what happens to their stuff? At least get people excited to kill the Jews. Right? Fine. Why in one day? And the next pasuk is challenging because the Mefarshim have a problem with this. So up until now we understand. He sends out, it's not a big deal. He sends out this message to go and, okay, kill the Jews. He adds in Ushlalam Lavozi, that's admittedly new, fine. Patshegen Haktav. What is that? Pasheg and Aksav is some type of a proclamation, something visual. To make a das, a rule, in every medina medina, in every province, country, nation. Galui lechol amim. Galui, nigua, it's open, revealed to everybody. To do what? Liyos asidim layom hazeh. To look forward to this date. That pasuk is very unclear. Maybe it's like a save the date, but let's read the next pasuk and then we'll get back to Yud Dalet. Haratzim yetchut chufim b'var melech. They went out quickly, chufim, they go now, which is a little bit strange, right? They have 11 months. But chufim, go now. Okay, I guess you pay extra for the rush delivery, but like, it wasn't necessary. You had 11 months. V'adas netna b'shushan abira. And this das, this rule, was now proclaimed in Shushan. V'hamelech v'haman yeshvu lishtos. The king and Haman sit down to drink. We talked about this. Va'ir Shushan Navocha. The city of Shushan is Navoch, is confused. What's confusing? They might be sad. Which presumably the Jews in Shushan were sad. But what was confusing? Why is this confusing? Meaning, the confusion on the simplest level could have been, I didn't realize that Ahasuerus hated the Jews. Meaning he invited them previously to the Suda. Remember, the Suda was many years ago already, long time ago. But we know that Ahasuerus doesn't like the Jews so much, because we know that Ahasuerus already shut down the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash. He's not the biggest fan of the Jews. This is a little bit excessive, but Eir Shushan Navocha, that they're confused, sounds a little bit weird. They could be sad, they could be upset, there's no protesting, but like, what is it exactly confusing about what's happening there?
Well, they don't know who's carrying it out.
So who's killing who, first of all? Who's supposed to do this? So it sounds like, so you have to parse the psukim really carefully. That's what we assume, but it doesn't say. You have to parse the psukim carefully. So if you look in Pasuk Yud Beis, right? That's very clear, right? Or Yigibel, sorry. V'nishloach Svarim B'yad HaRatzim, these letters that we talked about in Pasuk Yud Beis are sent L'hashmid L'harog U'l'abed. Kill. That's very clear. Kill the Jews. Who? Presumably anybody. Right? Anybody? It doesn't say. So we'll leave that a little bit unclear. To kill all of them on one day. Who is that addressed to? So look at the previous pasuk. In Pasuk Yud Beis. That is addressed to very clearly. Ela chastar pedei hamelech ve'ela pachos asher al medina medina. To the mayors, the governors, the rulers, the people in charge. Right? In their language. Tachas to nichta, sorry. B'shem HaMelech HaShveros Nichta V'Nechta B'Tabas HaMelech, written in the name of HaShveros. To the ministers in charge. Okay, which I guess that's how you make things known, right? Tell the people in charge what to do and have them tell the rest of the people. I mean, that seems the most effective way to do things. But then what the Yudalit says, there's something going to be Galui L'Chol HaAmim, right? The end of that is there will be something which is clear, galui, visible, and open to everybody. So if you're going to put something open to everybody, why bother sending the... I mean, is it the covenant? You want to tell the governor before you tell the people? I don't know if they're worried about that. What exactly is happening? If you look in Pasuk Yudalid, so Pashegin HaKavli, nothing, das v'chol medina v'medina. You make a rule. Galui l'chol amim, li'os asidim la'yom hazeh. Save the date. Wait for that date. Many mefarshim say two separate letters. Two separate messages went out. One message was, v'chastar panei ha'melech, v'el ha'pachos, to the people in charge, detailing the plan. And one, Pashegin HaKav, this Pashegin HaKav is something else, li'inotin das, v'chol medina v'medina, it's supposed to be given a das, right, as a rule, because you look in the next pasuk, v'hadas nitna b'shushan habira, right, and in Shushan, so I don't know, I don't know how Shushan works, you know, Washington D.C. sort of governs itself here, right, they don't have like their own governor, they have their own mayor, I think, right, they do, but you can imagine that the capital city governs itself differently. Do you have to send a message to the administrators in charge of Shushan? Presumably not, because Ahasuerus is in charge of Shushan. But nonetheless, this das was given to Shushan Habira. There was something public, right? And it's the same word, das, in both places. So to save the date, wait for that. So if I'm not mistaken, the Manas Halevi, I apologize, that's in my notes. The Manas Halevi, if I'm not mistaken, quotes an opinion that says, yes, two separate sets of letters. Two separate sets. One went to the rulers, to the people in charge, to tell them, we're going to kill the Jews on the 13th of Adar next year. And one went to the block, to the locals and said, the 13th of Adar next year, get excited. It's coming. Okay? And if that's what happened, so now I understand why there's confusion. Get excited for what? What exactly is happening? So although that seems to be what the Pesukim say, why would that be true? Meaning, I've never thought of that before when I read the Megillah for many years. Like, okay, I sent letters, I killed the Jews. But, okay, it seems to be true when you read the Pesukim that it seems accurate in the Pesukim, but why would Haman do that? If it's accurate, if that's the Pesukim, what was Haman's motivation in sending these two separate sets to accomplish something? They're only ones told to kill also. It doesn't say anything, right? Meaning only the higher-ups are told to kill and take their stuff. Everybody else just, Leos Hasidim Layom Hazeh. Just be ready. And that's it. Get everyone excited. So, and when you look later in the Pesukim, Mordechai, he's later going to convince Esther to go to Ahasuerus, intercede on the Jews' behalf. He has to show her that which was given in Shushan. He has to show her this proclamation. So what exactly is happening? So some of the Mepharshim explain as follows. He says, look, Haman realized that he may have made too big of an ask of Ahasuerus, right? Which is why, right, the Manas Halevi pointed out, he says, le'abdam. And it's a little bit ambiguous. And let's see where Ahasuerus does with that. He has to be me'abed a nation, which we assume means kill, but it doesn't necessarily mean kill, and see, gauge Ahasuerus' reaction, and then be able to go more. Because it's a big ask, even though, and I argued, that Ahasuerus gives in to him because he just wants to have a loyal person, he wants to buy his loyalty, I still think that's true, but still it's a big ask. So he's first of all nervous that Ahasuerus might change his mind. Ahasuerus becomes a little bit fickle. Change his mind. So that's why maybe Arasim Yetzut Chufim. Send a message out today. Now we know from later in the Megillah, we also know from Sefer Ezra, that rules in Shushan don't get changed. The rule is the rule is the rule is the rule, and you can't go back on it. So it's a little bit unclear what Haman would be concerned with, meaning, why the Ahasuerus changed his mind? Can't change your mind. But okay, so that's why I have to leave early. But imagine what happened. They're going to send a letter to kill all the Jewish people. What's the next move? The next move is that the Jews either appeal, the Jews defend themselves, they run away, and you have 11 months to figure it out. You have 11 months to figure it out. The Jews are going to do something. We're not just going to stand by and do nothing. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. And he doesn't want that. He doesn't want that to happen. What is it? Over the next 11 months, you're going to walk to, you know, you'll be in a supermarket, the Persians with the Jews together, and like, oh, yeah, you give them order, we're going to kill you. Like, okay, sure, we'll just hang out for a couple of days until, like, it's an awkward way to live. I'm not so I'm not so sure that Haman was worried about the social awkwardness that would cause, but the Jews would gather together, would strategize, would try to come up with some way to defend themselves, run away, do something, gather together, maybe centralize, do something. He doesn't want that. So Rav Algovitz quotes a pshat that says, yeah, he just sent the letter out to the ministers because he wants this to happen. And he tells everybody else, you just get ready for that date. Get ready to do something. Now, different Mepharshim explain what the something is. How much did he tell the people? It's just get ready for the date, like come to a party, or like, no, we're going to fight, or how much information was leaked to them that eventually they'll be ready to do something, and then right beforehand, they'll release the information, and then they'll be ready to attack. But if you get that out early, well, you're giving the Jews time to plan also. Now, that would argue that it's going to be just a mob, meaning if you only have a day to plan, what are you hoping for? So you're hoping for what we all know happened in Crusades and happened in Jewish history, that mobs got together. They don't need a lot of time, planning, or incentive to get riled up and kill Jewish people. It's happened in Jewish history all the time. And so counting on that happening. Tell them the day before, tomorrow we're killing the Jews. Everyone's like, okay, fine, tomorrow we'll kill the Jews. They show up, they kill the Jews. It's happened many times in Jewish history. This would not, maybe it was the first, but this is not something that's foreign to us. But that's how we explain these psukim, that Haman didn't release the information to everyone. Some people know, some people don't know, and it's trying to keep the masses at bay. Imagine what would happen also if you told the masses, hey, we're going to kill all the Jewish people in 11 months. Presumably some of them are going to start early. You know, it's reason makdim la mitzvah. So you can see, right, and pogroms has happened also. Although it sounds funny, like thinking about it for a moment, it's not so far-fetched that something like that could happen. And he didn't want that. There was Haman gave permission on that day. You got to wait for the day. And so he has this strange arrangement that's out, but he wanted the letters to go out immediately. He didn't want to wait. But if he would wait to send out the letters, so then before the letters are sent out, then who knows what will happen. Then everything can change, right? Then things can change. The Jews can appeal it, something. But once it's sent out, fine. So that's why they sent out today. But he can't risk the plan failing. And so he comes up with this weird scheme to do it. Vayir Shushan Navoche, you have to explain what happened. Why are they confused? Okay, get excited for this date. I don't know. They do that all the time. You know, save the date. Big events. They do it in the news. Okay, we weren't describing, you know, Vayir Boca Raton Navocha, because someone took an ad out in one of the newspapers, you know, get excited for November 15th. Right.
So what's the
Golo L'Chol Amin? Be ready for the day. Get ready for the day.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit, so now, I don't have the Mepharshim in front of me to remember who said which, but they disagree about how much information he told them. Be ready for the day, because it's a big event. Be ready for the day for a big fight. Be ready for the day for what? But he didn't leak a lot. He only leaked a little bit to get them ready. That they should know that something's happening.
Did they know it had to do with the Jews?
Oh, that's a good question. Did they know it had to do with the Jews? Sounds like no.
The
Jews would get excited too, right? It sounds like the Jews would get excited a little bit also. Yes, not the Pasuk.
The Jews also should get ready.
Right, the Jews would, that's his point. The Jews would also get excited.
Pasuk says very clearly, next paragraph,
yes. Yes, so I think we'll get there in a moment. Yeah, I'll get there. I was about to get there in a second. That's to the
rulers.
That's clear in the rulers.
Yeah.
So that's not to the regular average person. So, that's I'm about to get there. Yes.
So
Mordechai found out, right? That's clear. Mordechai finds out because in the next pasuk, but if you read the next pasuk, I think the fact that Mordechai found... No, he says both. He take a look. No. But the next pasuk, Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, I think is the answer to the question. It's not Mordechai Yada Es Kol Asher Na'asa. What does he find out? Kol Asher Na'asa. Everything that happened. If he was just reading the news, that's not the way to describe it. It would have been, Mordechai kara es hasefer seshalach Haman. Or Mordechai saw the Patshek and Aksav, Goli l'chol amim, and Esther's cooped up in the castle. She has no idea. So, but it says, Mordechai yada es kol asher na'asa. He has some inside source.
He must have had friends in Harkland.
Right. I mean, this is, you can imagine, I don't think it's so far-fetched, I'm going to leave politics aside, but that, you know, there are people in positions of authority who leak things, you know, without attribution because they're not authorized to speak, right? They're not authorized to speak. I'm just telling you, but don't attribute it to me, right? But okay. So he finds out, and I think that next pasuk, the very fact that Mordechai yada es kol asher na'asah, right, it indicates that he knows more than everyone receives. He found out, right? Vayikra Mordechai begadol vayilvash sak vayifer vayeitze betol chayir vayizak zaka gdola umara, right? And he's all in avelus. He's sad. Vayavod l'fnei shar ha'melech, yelavod shar ha'melech mubusak. He can't go into the palace because he's not dressed properly. But now, secrets are not the. You know, you want to keep a secret in Israel, they say proclaim it on the news. And, you know, but now every nation where this happens, Dvar HaMelech Vidaso, both things. There's Dvar HaMelech, now you can say it's just poetic, happens, but if you're reading it more carefully, Dvar HaMelech Vidaso, Dvar HaMelech was the letter he sent to the Achasdar Panim Vapachos, Vidaso is the Patshek and Aktav Linas and Das, B'chol Medino Medinah, same word again. Evil gadol lehudim, but some of chayuv mispeit. Sak va'efer, you tell our rabbim, the Jews are in depression. They clearly know what's happening. So the plan failed. The plan failed miserably. So apparently the word, you know, the same way that everybody knows everything in politics. You know, there's a whistleblower, there's something, there's, you know, you tell people keep it a secret, it's going to stay a secret for approximately 2 more seconds. You make it public, and then, you know. It sounds like people knew. If the Jews knew, the Goyim probably knew too. It says, it doesn't say he's a Navi, he was in the Sanhedrin. Okay, but every Jew knows now. Meaning, apparently it leaked. And you see Mordechai Yadat Kol Shaddai, he may have told the Jews in Shushan. But okay, he told the Jews in Shushan. But B'chol Medina Medina, you have to realize that's later. Meaning, how long did it take to get these messages out there?
That's why they had a long time.
Right, you need a little month. So long, in fact, we don't have in front of us. But we know, spoiler alert, the end of the story, we save the Jews, Baruch Hashem, everything's good, and Mordechai has to send a letter out to the Jews, right, to, you defend yourselves and fight back, all good. So let's assume, leave the dates aside, whether it was Yodalit, Tesvav, Tesvayin, Nisan, okay, within that week, Mordechai secures permission from Achasveros to have the Jews defend themselves, and if he could, rescind the decree, fight. Mordechai now sends a letter out. When does he send his letters out? He waits like a month and a half. He waits till Sivan. If you look, he waits for a long time. Why? So one of the professors says, yeah, because the Rustim, the messengers, they're still out there from Haman's letters. They haven't come back yet. You have to deliver this message far and wide. You need the UPS people are all out. So there's no one back. You have to wait till they return so you can now go and send the second letter. So you're right. It didn't take them 6 weeks to go. It didn't take 3 weeks, right, to go and come back. 3 weeks each direction. But the Jews only, you have to remember, news is traveling very, 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 very slowly back in the day. So it's taking them a long time to find out about this information. Remember, most of the Jews, this is a strange thought, but most of the Jews find out about Haman's decree to kill the Jews only after the decree was already revoked. Right? They're just delayed. So apparently it was leaked. Meaning the Jews, let's say you live there to Israel. How long does it take them to go from Shushan to Eretz Yisrael? Weeks. So, but in 3 days, Achashverosh already said no. The Jews can defend themselves. But that's they're just delayed. Meaning, it's a weird thing to think about that most of the Jews only found out about the death after it was revoked. But they only found out about the revoke later also, right? So okay, but apparently it's leaked. This had to be complicated, right? This is like a complicated smoke signal, but I don't think we're doing that. So. But, the what?
The Battle of New Orleans was fought after the Treaty of Paris.
Right, because they're right. Mm-hmm. So this is, you have to just switch the mentality. But clearly, Mordechai finds out, and the Megillah is trying to be, I don't know, it's not explicit, but Mordechai Adai call us there Na'asa, everything that happened, not only the letters that were sent, and he is very sad, as you can imagine. Correct, so we'll get to there in a moment, right? Fine. So, right, so he has information clearly, or maybe everyone in Shushan has information. So, okay, so Mordechai finds out, and he is sad, he's not avelus, this is terrible, okay. And he does divrei avelus, right, he's lovei sak, he rips his clothes. Oh, so why were they confused? So the Rav Algovitz says, this is a very strange way, like, why was the letter, meaning, I think you have to argue they were confused initially, meaning they put up a big sign, be ready for this day. Now, till the information leaks is a little bit, meaning some people in Shushan were walking around with all the information, some people in Shushan were walking around with only a little bit of information. Until everything leaks, what are we getting, like, what's happening?
So maybe the Dayan was confused too.
All right, originally, right, until they find out. But something here is weird. Okay, right? Meaning the first letter kind of like sounds like what is he doing? Okay. So fine. So we only have 4 minutes, so we'll just continue a little bit. So they report to Esther, you know, Mordechai is in Avelus outside. He's not even coming in. Whether they knew or not, it's a big machlokas, whether the Naros Esther were in on the fact that she was Jewish and she was related to Mordechai or not in on it, regardless, they knew that they had some type of a relationship, because Mordechai would check on her all the time, and now they notice that he's not in the palace. The pasuk said he's not entering the Shaar HaMelech, he's outside the Shaar HaMelech. So they tell her, Vatitchalchala Malka Me'od, the Gemara has interesting drushes on that, Vatitchalchala Malka Me'od, she gets very nervous, simple, chat. Vatishlach Begadimlo, Bishop Mordechai, look, here's Sakome Alav, look, Yibel. So she sends clothing, like, what are you doing? That's not how we dress. It's somewhat strange. Like, it sounds like she's not exactly understanding what's happening. Maybe someone died. I mean, it's strange then to be sitting Shiva outside in Shaar HaMelech. But I would have thought she would have inquired, like, why are you doing this instead of just sending clothing? Somewhat strange. Okay.
If you send clothing, then you can come in to talk to her.
Oh, then you can come in to talk to her. Oh, so the next person, she sends someone to talk to him. Okay, so maybe that's the reason. Right, send clothing, then you can come talk to me. He doesn't want to, so now plan B is send Hatach out. Okay, maybe that's probably correct. Right, send Hatach out, thank you. Send Hatach out to see Masev Al-Masev, what are you doing?
Pasuk is out of order.
Why?
Pasuk should have been before Pasuk Dalet.
Why?
Because you sent out a source to find out what's going on, and then Batishlach begat Halal Bishop Mordechai.
No, so he suggested the opposite. He suggested, no, Mordechai, come in, talk to me yourself. Here's clothing, come talk to me. He said, not wanting to accept the clothing, they don't have a choice. So now he gets to send the messenger, meaning the messenger is the backup plan. He would prefer to do a face-to-face conversation. Fine. Vayetze Hatach Mordechai Rechol Va'ir, Asher Lifnei Shaar HaMelech, it's very wordy. Hatach goes out to Mordechai, Vayeged Lo Mordechai Et Kol Asher Karahu. Mordechai tells him everything that happened to him, it's a little bit strange, Karahu, happened to him. Okay. And that parashat HaKesef, Asher Amar Haman L'Shkol Al Ginzei HaMelech V'Yudim La'Abdam. And the money, don't forget the money, which is very strange. What do you mean the money? Who cares about the money? The money, he offered money. He didn't have to pay the money. What is Mordechai getting at when he says, oh, that's Parashas HaKesef. You should know about the money that Haman offered for the Jews. Forget the money. Maybe we could offer more. Okay, could be, right? So we'll just end with the, and that's Pacheken HaKavadashar, and you come to Shushan last week, Dam Natanlo. Right? And she gives her the Pacheken to show, and the Rav Alkamah says, and he explains it's Lahashmidam, because it doesn't necessarily say, Laharos Esther Lahagidla, Ulitzavos Ele, Laval HaMelech. She needs to step up, Litchanen Ulvakesh Milfanav HaLama. She needs to step up and defend the Jewish people. It's time for her to step up and defend the Jewish people, and then the conversation that they have is fascinating. Right? She doesn't want to go. And he's going to try to convince her to go. And if you read this as like, if you ever like go to YouTube and try to listen to like motivational speeches, they have. You can get motivated about anything, just like to get excited. This is the least motivational speech ever. It's like, I would have been more like, yes, come on, Esther, you can do it. Something like, you got it, you can do this, it's all up to you, it's great. And he's like, nah, if you don't, someone else will. Yeah, you might die, okay. It's like the least inspirational speech ever, and yet, I mean, if you read simple reading, and yet she's inspired to go. So apparently it was effective. So apparently I'm wrong. It was a very inspirational speech, but you have to understand exactly what's going on. Bezos Hashem, we'll start with a little bit of this next time.